November the 27th, 2009, 30 years since Erebus crash. To remember the Erebus crash 30 years ago, Air New Zealand is paying for 6 people to fly to Antarctica and visit Mount Erebus. The people chosen are family members of someone who was killed in that plane crash. These 6 people were chosen by ballot. To find out more about the crash, listen to October the 23rd, 2009. The family members flew in a US Air Force Globemaster this morning. These are not comfortable planes. There are a few seats in the middle for some people. Other people sit on the floor around the sides. There are no flight attendants to serve meals or drinks. Passengers carry their lunch in a brown paper bag. The planes are very noisy, but they are big enough to carry machinery and vehicles to Antarctica. The trip took 5 hours. The family members will stay in Scott Base for 3 days. Helicopters took them to Mount Erebus tonight, but it was too windy to land. They will try again tomorrow. A sculptor made a capsule which contains messages from New Zealanders. They will bury this capsule in the snow. There will also be a religious service on the mountain tomorrow. Also tomorrow there will be services in Christchurch and Auckland to remember the terrible crash that killed 257 people. The weather today was excellent for Antarctica, only -6 degrees Celsius. Good weather is needed to fly these people home again too.